Welcome to Houseplant Homebody. I'm your host, Holly, and I'm here to talk about all things plants. Are you ready?
Hello, everyone. Welcome, my best friend,
Sierra.
Hello.
So this is the Plant Chit Chat. Is a new kind of podcast episode I'm testing out. So, of course, who better to test it out than Sierra? Always willing. Yeah. Also, she wanted to be on an episode. So, we're going to do that. So, I thought of a series of questions that I thought I would ask her. We also got a couple questions at the end of the podcast episode that we'll talk about, too, from people on social media. So, thank you for asking questions. As a reminder, I send out those questions in my stories on Instagram all the time for podcast episodes, as you all know already. But make sure you ask the questions, because that helps me answer any random things I didn't think about. So, we're going to get started. Are you ready?
I am somewhat ready.
Okay, so my first question is literally, who is Sierra Jones?
Sierra Jones is Holly's best friend, obviously.
You hear it here for the first time, people.
On record.
On record. Okay, no, but what do you do? Where do you live? Like, what's your story?
I live in Chicago.
I know
this. Sadly for Holly.
Yes. Talk to them. Yeah, sadly. I live in Milwaukee. She lives in Chicago. The amount of times I've tried to convince her to move here is ridiculous.
But I say she should move to me.
No.
That's where all the good plant shops are in Chicago.
Honestly, there's a lot in Chicago.
Exactly. I'm an occupational therapist. I work in pediatrics.
That's rough job.
It is a rough job. It's rewarding, but it's exhausting.
Yeah.
I hang out with my dog, Atticus, who's been featured probably more on this podcast.
Yes, the pets
Instagram and stuff than I have.
Yes, the pets and plants episode has pictures of him.
Yes.
If you go to the blog post, you could see him. He's gorgeous.
He's very photogenic.
Yeah.
Way more than me, so.
Yeah.
Rightfully so, yeah. He gets the.
Absolutely, he is.
Yeah. I like to read.
Oh, yeah, that's a newer hobby for you.
I used to like to read when I was little, too.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just takes a lot of effort. But I found my niche of books. So I've been back into reading. And obviously, houseplanting.
Yeah. And that is one of the things we are here to talk about.
That's why we're here, folks.
So, a little background of us. I'm going to say how I remember it, and then you agree and disagree.
Okay.
So, we... it was our spring semester of freshman year of college, and we had an art class. Was it intro to art, or what was it?
I think it was intro. I don't remember what they called it, if it was like art one, or
was it
drawing, actually?
Oh, it was drawing one, with Ryan Peter Miller.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, we had an art class together. From my perspective, I literally looked at her. She was sitting next to me. I looked at her, I'm like, I want to be friends with her, and like, I feel like she wants to be friends with me, too. And, like, I would, like, smile at you. You smile back at me. But then, like, we wouldn't talk because we're both awkward. And then we had to go on this field trip to Chicago. And because of the rain and flooding in Chicago, Kenosha area to get the train station down there, half the class didn't go. I think we were the only group that went on the earlier train and we just ended up in Chicago together.
We were smart. We planned ahead.
Yeah.
We got on the earlier train and planned for the weather and got there.
Yeah. And that's where we kind of started our friendship, I think.
Yeah, I agree. I think I remember sitting in class, though, and thinking, wow, she looks really cool. She'd never want to be friends with me. So.
And I was thinking, this girl's got to be friends with me.
Yes. And And then I feel like we went on that trip and I feel like we just clicked better than the other people that we were with.
Yeah,
and we vibed really well. And then after that, the rest was history.
I'm
still stuck with her and I can't get rid of her.
What has it been? Has it been 10 years now?
Yeah, because that would have been a little over 10 years because that would have been spring 2013.
Yeah.
Yeah. 10 years.
Dang. Do you still like me?
It's debatable.
No, yeah, I know. Same.
Love you.
Okay. So that's a little bit of background. So let's dive into the plant side of things.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so my first plant question is, when and how were you introduced to plants?
Growing up, my mom had houseplants. Not a whole lot, but like I feel like a decent number for what people had back in that time. My mom actually used to, one of her jobs when she was young was she would go to businesses that would, I feel like they almost like rented plants out, businesses would, and then she would go clean them and take care of them because those people didn't want to or know how to, so she did that. So she always had some house plants at home. Mm-hmm. I always remember being like, that looks like a lot of work. I will never have a plant. I don't really want to. That interests me 0%.
No. Yeah. When I first met you, you had no interest. I don't even think I was interested at the time. Neither of us were.
No. I mean, it was hard. We were in college. And
yeah.
I don't feel like many people had plants or anything like that
not
in there.
Not a lot.
You had the fish. That was the standard thing.
Oh,
you got
yeah.
a fish.
We got a fish. His name was Harvey.
Oh.
After the show Suits.
Oh, that makes sense. I had a fish. I have no idea what its name was. There's pictures on my Instagram from way back then.
A beta
I don't know what happened. Yeah. I don't know what happened to it.
That was our pet.
Still have the tank.
Okay. Yeah. Because every time I went to your mom's house in college, she always had like cacti or something sitting on the windowsill because it was a front window. And then she did have a couple of big leafy houseplants, like a Dracaena or a yucca or something too.
Yeah. And then I don't even know when I started getting plants, but it's obviously your fault. Like I said, I had literally zero interest in plants and taking care of them. And then all of a sudden one day, I don't even remember what plant was my first or how I acquired it.
No, I don't remember your first plant, but one of the first ones is that ponytail palm you got from IKEA with me.
Yeah.
Because that was I remember seeing pictures of that in your original apartment, and it was just like the sad, lonely plant on top of your bookshelf.
You're right. You know what? You're right. Now that I think about it, when my first apartment in grad school with my friend Laura, I didn't have any plants there. We were in the garden unit, though, so it got zero light.
Yes.
All of them would have died immediately.
Yeah, it was the apartment after that
one. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense. My second year of grad school, yes. Remember getting a couple plants, and then I don't know what happened. It's like tattoos. They're addicting.
I know.
And then it was like, oh, I'm going to get another one. Oh, my gosh, that plant is so cute. I'm going to get that one, too. And then sometimes you get some small ones, and it's like $5. Sure, I'll get that, too.
Yeah.
And then now I've got a million plants.
Yeah. Welcome to the club. Appreciate to have a friend in it.
You dragged me into this club.
Okay. So what do you love and hate about plants? That's my next question. Ponder. I know that's a loaded question.
I love the aesthetic of them.
Mm-hmm.
They feel very relaxing. Our apartment now, everybody always comments on our living room space because that's where we have most of our plants concentrated in, and everyone says it looks like a jungle because we have so many. And it's just really peaceful and a nice place to, like, hang out. So I love the aesthetic of them. I don't love taking care of some of them.
Like you said originally
right.
with your mom's plants? Not doing that because of that.
I have moments where I really enjoy just, like, sitting down and, like, replanting them and watering them and going through and taking care of them and stuff like that. And then I go through phases where I'm like, I can barely take care of myself. And you guys seem a little bit more finicky than me right now. I can't do this.
Yeah. Survival of the fittest. Good luck.
Yeah. That's what I don't like. I also don't like the fact that, like, that plant I bought recently, the pterodactyl plant.
Oh, yeah.
It's starting to brown. The edges are starting to brown a little bit. And I'm panicking because that's the most expensive plant I've ever purchased.
Yeah.
It was like $90, and I've never spent that much on a plant. Not that, man, by all means, everybody do it what you want to do.
Yeah.
But I'm like, my chances of killing a plant are like 50-50. So do I want to spend that much money on it? And it's like starting to brown, and I'm starting to panic because I'm like, this thing can't die. It
Why
can't
didn't
die
you
on
message me?
I don't know. I was like,
embarrassed.
I'm like, nobody can know this plant. If it's gonna die, it's gotta silently die, and we're gonna pretend like I never had it, and then it never died, and then no one will have to be like, remember that $90 plant you killed?
I could do some research for you. I actually don't know offhand how to take care of it, so we're gonna have to look it up.
Honestly, please, thank you, because I should have looked that up, but I've just been like, we're gonna wing it,
and you remember the exact
I ain't winging
name
it well.
Of it?
I'll look it up. Okay. I know it's pterodactyl.
Something. Yeah.
I have that Vera app that I use.
Yeah.
And by use, I mean lightly use. I used to religiously use it, and I used to put all my plants in there and stuff like that, and I haven't used it in forever. But I feel like that would have had some tips. I probably should have done that.
Yeah. You know, I was thinking about making my own app.
That's a great idea.
That only because, like, I think all those apps are missing tracking how, like, your plant looks like. But that's what I feel like, that's the one thing it's missing. Or, like, realistic notes. Or, like, how you take care of it. What's your reminder?
Yeah.
Not, like, I mean, there's, like, the people that don't know how to take care of plants, sure, use those simple ones. But the people that are plant fanatics, there's nothing like that out there.
Yeah.
For them, you know?
This, the one that I use, you can take pictures as, like, often as you want, and then you can see them as they grow. But even still, I feel like at the same time, it also could be nice to also have an app that inside of that app has that diagnosis piece of it, too. You always have to get so many different apps,
yeah,
which I guess that would be harder for you to do.
Well, that's there, so there hard. Are products out there.
Because I feel like that's my issue, too, is I never know. I mean, you look it up, and it'll be like, you know, you're not watering it enough or something. And then sometimes I go to repot my plants, and the top soil looks like it's getting really dry all the time, and then you find out the bottom is just, like, sitting in soaking yeah. water. And I'm like,
yeah,
that would have been great to know. Just because it's so hard. So many plant pots that are so pretty don't have holes in the bottom.
I know.
And you're like, it's pretty. It's not that expensive. I can't yeah. afford to buy, you know, a gajillion dollar ones. And then even if you put, you know, pebbles, rocks in the bottom to try to help with it, you still take it out and it's soaking yeah. wet. And no. You, no idea.
It's like, I almost feel like only people with a lot of experience should be dealing with pots with no drainage. Because I love pots with no drainage because I'm a chronic underwater. Mm. So I need it to, like, the water needs to flow out a little bit and then it needs to get soaked back up. But it's not sitting in water because I know how much to put in it, you know?
That's fair.
So, but yeah, I know. The thing I recommend on every single podcast episode is literally the moisture meter readers that are, like, $5 on Amazon.
Oh.
You stick it in the soil and it uses, like, I don't know if it's, like, electricity or something. I know that sounds dumb. But it can sense if it needs moisture or not. Mm-hmm. And then you know if you need to water it or not. So you're not doing the guesswork.
That's the other thing I don't like about plants is the watering aspect. Of, like, you get a watering can, right? And obviously the bigger the watering can, the better. Because then you don't have to go back and fill it up so much, which is annoying to go do.
Oh, my God.
But when you go to pour it out, I never know how much to pour out. I'm like, okay, does this plant get in, like, 2 teaspoons, mm-hmm. that didn't look like enough. So it's one of those, like, I'm just going to keep pouring more. Mm-hmm. And then I find out later that I've just been drowning this plant, mm-hmm. but I had no idea. And yeah. I wish that there was, like, you give this plant a cup of water or a fourth a cup of water, mm-hmm. or something like that. It would be cool if somebody made, and by somebody, I mean, obviously you, made, like, a watering can that, like, the spout filled up and, like, filled up to, like, a half where you could, like, mark where you want it and mm-hmm. put a stopper there and it would, like, fill up to that. Mm-hmm. So you pour it out in that plant.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, you'd still have the whole watering can, but each portion would get, yeah. like, portioned out.
It's kind of like...
That'd be cool.
Do you remember when you were a kid at all and there was the Act mouthwash and it tastes like bubble gum?
Yeah, you squeeze it up.
Yes! And it fills up the top. Yeah. Kind of like that.
Oh, my gosh. That would be a good idea, too.
Yeah.
Because I used those from IKEA. Those, what do you call them? Carafes? Whatever you call
them.
Oh,
yeah.
Where they're, like, those juice ones. We fill up those. And it's, like, I feel like that would be the same thing. You just, same size. You just squeeze it.
I think the problem is someone like me who has 150 plants, I mean, I wouldn't use that because, I mean, I know what I'm doing.
Oh, but sorry, not all of us do.
You also have, like, a ton of plants, too.
We do. That's why I'm saying it's so hard because the bigger the watering can, the better. Because I don't, even with those things, I get so annoyed. I have to go back and fill them up like 3-4 times yeah. to get all of our, like, all just my plants.
I just have IKEA, like, $1 watering yeah. cans. I have 4 of them that I fill up at once.
Yeah, which is nice. But I feel like I can't eyeball it.
Yeah. It's very hard because it's also dependent on the plant. It's like spaghetti.
You know,
hold on.
Okay, hear me out. You know
what?
You know how you when you're trying to figure out how much spaghetti to put in the pot,
oh,
and
yeah.
you like look and you're like, that doesn't look like enough. So you're like, get like 2 handfuls worth of like yeah. spaghetti, and you're like, that looks legit. And then you make the spaghetti, and you're like why do I have spaghetti for 2 weeks?
Yeah,
you know, I feel like it's the same thing. I'm like pouring water for the plants, and I'm like, that looks like enough. And then I find out later that I have just been drowning this poor plant. I was like, die, plant, die.
It's so relatable.
You are Leonardo DiCaprio in the Titanic. You are drowning, sir.
What a great example.
Thank you.
Oh my God, all of them. Spaghetti and Titanic. You heard it here, people. Sierra Jones bringing you the best content.
Yes, very technical terms. I know.
Yes.
I'm educated.
I hear you about the watering can, though. This is definitely, like, I don't know how I would do that, because it's so dependent on the plant, the environment, you know, all of those things. But if there was a way to change that amount and, like, adjust it over time.
But it's, like, maybe that's another thing that would be part of your future app, would be putting in the size, like, the circumference size of the pot that that someone has.
Yeah.
And then just being able to also put in what plant it is. Mm-hmm. Because, obviously, a lot of plants will be, like, low moisture, high moisture, like, you need a lot of, like, mm-hmm. a lot of water. Because it'll usually tell you things like you want the top two inches to get dry before you rewater, right? But put that into terms that are more measurable for somebody. Mm-hmm. Like, obviously, someone who's a novice at plant, or even just, like, intermediate at it, you know? And being able to go, okay, this is the plant pot size I have. This plant obviously likes less water. Let's put it in a quantifiable amount that would make it a little bit easier for people.
Mm-hmm.
That could be, like, a cool potential feature.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Yeah. I don't know how people...
You're making me think, and I like it.
I'm like, I don't know how you would make that, because I couldn't even imagine trying to create any kind of app.
No, I can't either.
But, like...
But it's in my brain.
But you have the ideas. You just got to find someone who's, like, a programmer for apps and things, and then you partner and...
Yeah. Yeah. That takes a lot of time and effort, which I don't have time.
Not right now, which is fine. Not but right this now. Is the these are back pocket ideas for future, you know, when you get bored later.
When I get bored later.
When you're a stay-at-home mom or something like that.
No. When I'm a stay-at-home mom, but houseplant homebody is my
job. Right, but yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You just have more...
That's the only way that's happening.
You're just not doing another job.
Yes, exactly. Okay. Let's move on to some specific... plant questions.
Okay,
so we already talked about the pterodactyl plant that you had, but what is your favorite plant and least favorite plant that you currently have? And let's add to this, what is your favorite plant that you might have lost, or your least favorite plant that you're so glad you lost? Because we all have those.
So glad you lost. Actually, yeah. Okay. I'm gonna start with least favorite plant. This is a double-edged sword. I like the plant, but it's my least favorite, ferns. I really like them. I have a really cool...
Several people that are listening to this are clapping right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're going, yes!
I have a really cool pot that has a face on it, and I've actually kind of managed to keep this second fern that I have alive. It's, like, half hanging on by a thread, so it, like, doesn't look quality, but it's, like, it's not fully dead yet.
It's there.
But it looks really cool because it looks like hair coming over, like, the face. However, so hard to keep alive, and it's so frustrating because I think they're so needy, and it's in my little IKEA DIY greenhouse thing, which maybe it just doesn't have the greatest amount of circulation to it right now, but it just looks... It's like, it's half dead all the time. Half dead all the time. The last one, I killed very quickly, and I was very sad. So I love it because it looks so pretty. It's just so hard for me to keep those alive.
Do you know what kind of fern it is?
No. It's like really tiny little fern. I don't know if it was like a cotton candy fern or like something like that.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I don't quite remember. But it's like, it's really cute.
Mm-hmm.
It's really cute.
Does your current least favorite?
Yeah, I think so.
What's your current favorite?
I feel like this is such a typical thing to say, but I really like the pothos plants.
Do you really?
I do. One, so easy to keep alive. I don't frequently kill them.
Mm-hmm.
They have so many variations and variegations and things like that. I actually think, though, that I also really like the... Correct me with this. Is it Scynapsis?
Yeah.
The D in there always throws me off.
Scynapsis.
Yeah. That one, the one that they... I think... They try to say that it's a silver pothos most of the times when you look at things.
Yeah, yeah.
That one I really like. It's very pretty.
Mm-hmm.
It might not be super happy because sometimes it gets really leggy with, like, the vines.
Mine has too. Yeah.
But I think it's so pretty.
I think so too.
I
want to love it, but, like, it never looks as good as, like, my normal, like, pothos or philodendron.
Yeah.
I want it to be nice and full, and maybe I need to put it in more light. I have the same problem.
I was really sad because I thought that the Alakazam black velvet you bought me that time, didn't I tell you I had killed it?
You thought you did.
Yeah.
But you've said this to me like three times.
Yeah. because I thought I did all three times, and then it comes back.
Yes, I literally have done a podcast on elephant ear, alocasia, colocasia.
She thinks I listen to this podcast.
I know she does. I know she doesn't.
I've listened to some of them. Okay.
You don't need to.
Short attention span.
You don't need to. It's fine.
No,
but they always seem to die back for me. Some people are able to keep them year round, but I almost feel like it's more tropical environments.
But this last one, like, we killed it. So I had it in a pot, and then I went to repot it. And when I did that, I pulled some bulbs out, and I decided to put those bulbs straight up just in water. Cause mm-hmm. that's what some things said for like just propagating them. And then I had intentions of moving it to a pot. Never did. It was thriving in the water, so I left it in the water. Replanted the other one, it was going fine. And then, kind of ish recently, that one died. But I had never gone back in to see if there were any bulbs underneath, mm-hmm. and I don't think that there were. So when that one died, I was like, oh, well, that's gone, so we got to keep the ones in the water alive. And then the ones in the water died. And I was like, now I have nothing. However, out of my pure laziness, I didn't get rid of the ones in the water that had died. They were just sitting on the top shelf of my IKEA shelf. And then they came back.
But it's like
one sprouted off of it. Leaf? I think so. There's two bulbs that are in there right now, and one of them just grew a second leaf. It's growing a second leaf right now. Like, truly, truly thought, wow, this is actually dead. I ruined this gift that Holly gave me. And then, literally out of nowhere, it was, like I said, pure laziness, didn't get rid of it, didn't move it, and then all of a sudden it started growing in again, and I was like, it's a miracle!
To be honest, if I selfishly cared that you kept a plant alive, I would not have gotten you the black velvet.
That's true.
Because I can't stand alocasia, colocasia, elephant ear.
Yeah.
Because they always end up with spider mites, and I cannot keep more than like one leaf up in winter, and I just think it's like in my mind it's such a waste of time for my personal needs. Not everyone's gonna love them. I do love how they look.
They look very pretty.
Because I had a Zebrina alocasia for a long time, and it was doing okay, and then it died all the way back last winter, and then it never came back.
Ooh, I have another one that I think they call it Polly.
Oh, yeah.
That one?
Yeah.
That one just, like, never looks good.
Yeah.
Like,
it's always yellowing on the edge.
Yeah, it always looks, like, half dead or, like, something like that. Or there's one leaf coming out, and it just looks like I've killed the other leaves, even though there was only ever, like, one leaf. Yeah.
The only time I think I'll really do it is in an outdoor, like, patio planter if it's not too windy. Mm. They thrive being outside, at least, you know, in Wisconsin, Illinois kind of situation. But not indoors at all. Yeah. Didn't you or your sister have a big, like almost like dark purple or black-leafed one for a long time? It was sitting on the ground.
That's the elephant ear one, right?
Yeah.
It's thriving. She's doing a great job.
What is she doing?
I don't know. I don't think anything. I think it's just she's got a plant and it does well.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
That's funny.
But yeah, no, it's that one's still thriving. Her Monstera is taking a dive right now though.
Oh really?
Every single leaf looks like it's gonna.
Is it brown or yellow?
I think it's going brown, but it started going yellow first.
Yeah.
And then so she thought it was getting sunburnt, so she moved it.
No, but the window doesn't get enough sun.
But that's what I was thinking. I was like, there's no way that north-facing window is not getting enough. I don't know. But, yeah, it's not doing well.
I wonder if there's pests on it. Because she had issues with her bird of paradise for a while, too.
She did. And then it came back.
Yeah, it was severely underwatered. And it had spider mites, too, when I looked at it. It had
probably
some issues.
I don't think she...
It was an underwatering issue, I think.
I don't think she did anything to fix that, though.
No. No, I don't think
the spider mites thing.
No.
She did put a bulb thingy in there. Your favorite.
Yeah, I hate those. Yeah, this isn't about me, though.
It's not about me.
Okay, so what is your favorite plant that you've lost? Maybe the black velvet?
I feel like, yeah.
You kind of lost it, but not really?
Yeah.
Hold on for hope.
I'm trying to think of, like, if I have any favorites. That pink lady? Pink?
The aglaonema?
No, the little pink variegated rare.
Oh, rare.
I feel like it's kind of rare. The pink one? Wow,
The Pink Princess?
Yes, thank you. That one. They're not, like, rare, but I feel like they're, like, a
They're more common.
They're a lower class rare.
Yeah,
right?
Like they are.
Like you can still kind of afford it, you know, but it's not like a $1,000 rare.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like half there, half not, which makes me really sad.
Is this the cutting?
Yeah, because I want so badly to like do a good job and not ruin what you gave us.
Okay.
But it keeps like, I think I'm not watering it enough.
Yeah.
I think with it being in such a small pot, I have to water it more frequently, and I'm not there that often these days. So I forget about it sometimes. But I'm trying to think, I don't know if there's any plant that I've lost that I was like truly devastated to have lost.
Yeah.
I feel like I've done a decent job of keeping plants alive and the ones that died.
I haven't seen a ton of deaths on your end.
Yeah. Well, I think there's been some quiet ones, but it's been like, yeah, it's okay. It's your time.
Yeah.
I didn't really want to take care of you anymore. You weren't that cute. You were cuter when you were smaller. You know how, like, things are cute when they're small?
You should have tried more, buddy. Like, that's what you get.
Like, you know how, like, obviously, like, puppies, kittens, they're really cute when they're tiny. And obviously, they're still cute when they get bigger. But you're like, you were cuter when you were smaller. Cuter.
Yeah.
So sometimes I'm I'm okay with you dying.
No, I could take or leave.
Yeah.
Well, not the puppy. But
gosh. Yes. I got a new plant recently-ish, like, months ago, that's called Pilea depressa.
Oh my god. Yes.
And I got it at the time that like everybody in our apartment was depressed. Yeah. So I was like, I brought a plant home. And everyone was like, oh, Sierra, there's no room in here. And I was like, hear me out. The name is Pilea depressa. And everyone was like, fits right in. Bring it in.
Welcome to the family.
But it's a great one because it's like one of those like, you know, vining ones that falls down. Yeah. And it's in like a hanging planter that obviously I haven't hung because I'm lazy.
Yeah.
But it's so cute. Oh. And it's doing well.
I think you Snapchatted me at that plant. And you're good. This is your fault.
Oh, yeah. I for sure did. For sure. And then because I was also with a friend of mine who I made start buying plants because I buy plants. And she was like, oh, what's this all about? And I was like, well, let me tell you. Let's go to a plant store. Everybody at work is now a plant person because of me.
I know.
I'm like,
I know.
And then it's all because of you.
I know.
And every time anyone's like, Sierra, I bought another plant. I spent more money. I was like, take it up with Holly. You don't even know her, but take it up with her. This is her fault, her problem.
Do you help people with plants when they ask
I do.
Look at you!
Half the time, though, I will. Some of the times when I ask you questions, it's because I'm asking you to answer theirs. Oh. But sometimes I do actually know the answer to things.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, one of my friends had some kind of pest thing, and I was like, great. No, neem oil. I was like, wow, I can't remember the name of it now.
Yeah.
Some professional I am. Neem oil. I was like, try this. Yeah. And then it worked for her. And I was look at me.
Oh, my
That's
God.
Right.
I'm like a proud mom.
You, it's as
like,
you should be.
It's like when my sister names a plant that she sees that, you know, it's a rare plant, and she's like, oh, I know that. I'm like, girlfriend. Oh, my God, look what I did. This. Look what I did.
So my babies, proud. They grow up so fast.
Oh, my God. Okay, so.
Oh.
Next question. Mm-hmm. Moving on.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a wish list plant at all?
All right, hear me out. I may or may not have just looked this up recently. As in 10 minutes ago.
I gave her the questions 10 minutes ago.
Listen, I need prep time, okay? And even then, still didn't prep enough.
I gave her 2 minutes of prep time.
I was trying to think about it, because I think, like, one of my wish list plants had been the Alocasia black velvet one.
I know.
Truly, any plants that are kind of, like, black gothic ones, I really love. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I love the green. Green's my favorite color. But I love it when, like, the plants come in black. And we just recently, I was with you, the black raven ZZ plant.
Yes.
Just got that one.
Right.
And so I was trying to think, and I swear, I know that there's another, like, I know that there's, I think there's an Alocasia dragon scale, which I don't know what the technical term is. I just know that people call it the dragon scale one that looks really cool.
Doesn't it look, like, waxy and, like, bubbly?
Yeah, and it looks like a literal.
The veins look, like, black, don't they?
Yeah, and it looks literally like a dragon scale. However.
There's black Scanapsis, too.
So that's what I was going to say.
Oh.
So,
so sorry.
Jeez, took it right out of my mouth. The Alocasia ones, I'm with the way that my track record with it and not doing super well with those, it's like I want that, but I do not want the headache of having to deal with it. Like, I just want it for the aesthetic. Mm-hmm. So, yes, there's a Scanapsis, but there's one that's a tricolor I looked up where it is, it's like the dark form, but it's also tricolor, so it looks so, so pretty.
Oh, my God.
Right? And because, like I said, like the Scanapsis one, it's like a mix of like that silver Scanapsis plus the dark form black one. And I feel
tricolor,
like...
tricolor, dark form.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And hear me out. I could be... You just apologize to the table.
Oh, God.
You never know.
This is what I was thinking of. The Trebu?
She's French now. Oui, oui.
I don't know how to pronounce that. It looks like B or something, dark form. That's what I was thinking. But yeah. That's cool.
Yeah.
We're looking at pictures for the audience, by the way, on her phone.
And it was one of those things where I'm like, this, I could be getting got by the internet, and it could be like, you know,
it's AI just like or something. Super edited. Yeah.
Yeah. But it looks so
it does
cool, look really cool with all of that contrast in the colors.
The Skinouses I ran into are mostly like two colors. It's the green with the silver on top of it. Yeah. The traditional, usually.
I feel like I've kind of stayed away from making myself a plant wish list because I feel like it's going to be more expensive plants.
It's like your Lego lit wish list.
Yeah.
You just buy it.
True. But I feel like I have, like, I do have a wish list for my Legos.
Yeah.
I feel like
you probably have a budget for your Legos.
I have a savings account, Holly.
Okay, well, that's a budget.
I literally use that savings account app where it pulls money for me and automatically, I think I have couple hundred in there just waiting for me to pick a Lego set and drop it on it, you know.
Yeah,
but I feel like I stay away from plant wish lists because I feel like I have all of the basic house plants, so anything else that I would want would get into more like rare things or stuff that's more expensive, and I think that the likelihood of me killing something is just too high in my mind. Like, I just don't know whether I'm gonna be good at it. Like, I think that, like I said, that new Pileo one is just going well for me, kind of thing. But like, when I got it, it was a gamble of whether that would be like a fern and and just be like, you're not giving me enough attention. And so I'm afraid that anything I want is gonna be more expensive and then I'm gonna kill it immediately. And then it would have just been a waste of money.
Yeah, I think for me, like, in the past, it's been, like, super budget heavy, because everyone that's listening to this knows how cheap I am, and usually, I won't go over a certain price depending on what it is and, like, rarity of it, but if I know it's rare, and I know, like, usually the condition of similar plants, like, I collect philodendron and Hoya, I know how to take care of both of those, even though there is some, like, weird things, but usually, overall, general care can run the same for the most part.
Yeah.
So, I guess pick your battles, Skinapsis, Pothos, like, philodendron, that side of things, you know?
I feel like that would be most likely if I would pick a Skinapsis or a Pothos plant, where it would be, like, a more rare version of those.
Mm-hmm. Like, I got the silver stripe from, oh my god, what's the plant shop called?
Yeah.
Sunnyside.
Yeah. Something like that, where it's, like, in that family where I know I keep those alive.
Yeah, right.
I think a true wish list plant would be, like, a variegated Monstera.
Oh, don't get me started.
But those are so astronomically expensive. And my Monstera is doing really well. All of a sudden, I just had a new leaf pop up out of nowhere.
Yeah.
I saw the stock coming up, like, teeny tiny. And then a couple days later, it was full, full on. And I was like, how did this happen?
Yeah, I know.
But it's doing so well.
I know.
And I think over these years, I did finally... That one time somebody knocked the plant over and bent that leaf.
Oh.
But it was still alive. It finally died recently. It was like, we're not going to give life to this anymore, so I had to cut it off. But I think over the, like, what was that, almost like 3 years ago that you gave that to me or more?
So.
I've only had to cut three leaves off.
Yeah.
Out of all of those years because they were not doing super well.
Yeah.
Other than that, I've had so many leaves pop up. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, I feel like I could keep a variegated one alive, but the amount of money that it would cost one of those.
Well, the variegated. The amount of, like, cultivars of variegated Monstera, I need to do a podcast episode on that because it is amazing. There's one called an Aura Monstera.
Yes.
Have you seen
I've seen those.
Oh, my God.
Beautiful.
And Thai Constellation is still my, like,
so pretty.
Want it so bad. But I'm at the point in my life where I have so many plants, and, like, for the longest time on this houseplant homebody journey, I always collected small plants because then I could test them out. But at this point, I feel like I have enough experience where I'm like, okay, don't give me the tiny little 2-inch. I'm like, if I'm going to do it, I might as well do it and get at least a little bigger so I can get, like, if I want the Monstera, I want a Monstera with fenestrations, you know?
Yeah.
So,
no, cool. I get that. But I know, yeah, it's like, that's like a wish list. That's like,
if I get one, you'll get a cutting.
Oh, that's so nice of you.
For free. You know, I do have that white night philodendron you might like. I could do a cutting of that too.
That could be pretty.
We'd have to root it. That's I could root it for you and then you could just move it.
I could probably root it. think I could do that.
You could root it. I have total confidence in you.
Just that playing. Makes one of us.
Well, I'm just saying, timing-wise, priorities-wise, plants, you know?
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
All right. That was a wish list plant. Okay, we're going to move on to kind of the plant community questions and plant, like, society, products, that kind of fun stuff. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to go into the Instagram Q&A because we did get two questions.
Okay. Cool, cool, cool.
Okay, so I want to know your favorite plant product or hack.
Okay, I feel like a plant product we use a lot, which maybe, I don't know the technical name for these things, but it's like those sticky papers, like the yellow ones.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're shaped, sometimes they're just a square. Those are really helpful. We actually, this is going to be like a knock on wood moment. Haven't had a lot of...
I would just like to note that Sierra knocked on her own head when she said that.
That's my thing. If there's no... Oh, there's wood right here. true wood. If there's not, I'll knock on my own head. A superstition, I feel like I have to knock on something when I say knock on wood. And yeah. If I can't find wood, then it has to be my own noggin. but I feel like those... Oh, we haven't... Back to... Wow, this was hard. You'll have to delete that.
No, we're not deleting that. Yeah. We're going to keep this whole thing in.
Oh, no. Gnats or whatever, like, bugs, fly things. Yeah. We get so many of those, and I'm really surprised that we don't have any right now, but maybe it's more of, like, a springtime thing. But, like, we just had spring, and I feel like we didn't have a lot. But those are really helpful.
I think the difference is probably watering habits. Like in summer, plants are using a lot more energy and they're soaking up the water a lot faster. You're not changing your watering pattern, your plants are probably sitting in moisture longer. Yeah. Hence more gnats.
Yeah you're right that checks out. now that I think about it. Yeah. But those things are super helpful.
Yeah.
I feel like neem oil has been really helpful for getting rid of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Do you mix it with anything, or you just like spray neem oil?
I'll just spray it.
Yeah.
And hope for the best.
Yeah.
Put it on the back porch, give it a couple sprays, be like, well, you're staying out here for a few hours. Right. See you later.
Right.
Other than that, I mean, like, I use plant fertilizer, but I don't know that I would call that much of, like, a product.
Yeah.
Because that's something most people mm-hmm. use. Otherwise, I don't feel like we use a lot. Kendall uses a lot of those, like, watering bulbs. Not a lot of them.
Yeah.
But she uses them in, like, the hanging plants where, like, she can't get up there as often.
Yeah.
Or doesn't remember, or is just too lazy to get up there as often to water those ones. But, I'm really thinking about it. I guess the only other products is, like, grow lights.
Yeah.
That we use sometimes.
Yeah.
Have it in, like, the DIY greenhouse. And then Kendall has one. We have a fireplace that's, like, a fake fireplace. So we have plants coming out of there. And Kendall's got, a few lights over some of those ones to help with that. But other than that, like, I don't think we use a lot of products.
Yeah.
Which is, we're raw dogging it, you know?
Yeah, I feel like grow lights are forever the best thing ever because, like, in the house that I'm already planning where plants are going, and I'm already planning situations where I need to find a grow light or find a fancy grow light or, like, something to hang from the ceiling, I could put a grow light in throughout the house with no windows. So that way I can have them in places that look awesome but still need light.
That's my problem. My bedroom. I want plants in my bedroom because that seems like such a great idea. But for some reason, even though my windows face north just like the ones in the living room, plants just die in my room. Mm-hmm. So I can't have anything in there.
But you don't keep the blinds open very often in your
I keep one.
Right.
The one that's pointing directly at the plants.
Yeah. Well,
but I think that
Addio, your dog, Atticus, always sits on your windowsill.
Yeah, so they don't get to go on this windowsill or he would knock them over. But I'm like, I wonder truly if in that living room that one slanted window that kind of goes kind of to the west.
Because it's like a bay window, right?
Yeah, is that what it's called? Yeah, like the really big ones, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So it probably helps because it's just overall, it's more light coming in from like slightly different angles.
Yeah. I wonder if I got some grow lights, if that would help. That probably. Feels like a lot of work.
That does. Plus it's an apartment.
We'll keep it all in the living room.
Can you like screw into the ceiling and like hang it or something?
I could. I just have to fill it later.
Oh, okay.
Maybe.
You could.
I could.
Or you could get like the clip-on because they have like grow lights you can clip onto something and then turn the head of it. I have a lot of those.
Yeah. Just clip it on my TV.
The top of your TV. Looking down. Okay. And then we're moving on.
Got cool. it.
Okay, yep. Great. The next question is, what do you find underrated and overrated in the plant world? I know this is a weird question.
Plants.
For both. Under or over?
Both. I feel like they've gotten really overrated recently. Like, yeah. Everyone I suddenly is really into plants.
COVID.
Yeah. I mean, true. You need a hobby, something yeah. to do and take care of something with your time. Mm-hmm. Plants, I feel like, are also underrated. I feel like in our apartment, maybe this is a placebo effect, but obviously we know that, like, plants have... Why can't I think of the words?
Like, they help.
Yeah. We know that there's research that they help purify and clarify the air and things like that. But it does truly feel like our house feels good to breathe in like, mm-hmm. our living room especially. And I feel like we've had friends comment that, too. So I feel like underrated for, like, the use in people's homes and things like that. Maybe it's because I live in the city, too. When I walk Atticus at night, everyone's got their lights on so I can see into a lot of people's, like, windows, just the immediate window, and all of the people's windows are lined with mm-hmm. plants and plants and plants and yeah, plants and plants. Right. So I feel like it's a really booming yeah. economy right now for yeah. plants.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what else I can think
yeah.
of that I think are, like,
under... When I thought of that question... Maybe it's more directed towards, like, my thought process, or just, like, there are some plants that are totally overrated. Yeah. Like, Pink Princess Philodendron for the longest time. Very overrated. Why is it so expensive? Sometimes it doesn't even hold variegation, depending on, like, which plant you actually get, but you don't know which plant you actually get. So, like, in that way, yeah. overrated. Underrated is, like, just a plain Monstera Deliciosa, you know? Like, yeah. just the beauty of the fenestration that comes out, you know?
Yes.
Like, that kind of thing.
Yeah, no, I agree with those things.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like overrated, obviously, some of those. See, but I feel like maybe I just don't know as much about it. Not, like, I go to a plant store and I'm like, wow, that's pretty. And then I buy it. Whereas I feel like you do so much more research and you know so much more about these things. Mm-hmm. And I feel like you also, every time you come to the city, you always, like, know before you've even gone into any plant shops. You're like, okay, I know that this store is probably going to have this really expensive. If this plant is priced above this price point, yep. they're totally, you know, hacking the yeah. system and trying to get money out of you. And I'm just, like, going in there like, la-da-da-da-da.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, that's a pretty plant.
I have my
wow.
limits. I have my limits, that's for sure.
Yeah, and I'm like, wow, $30 for this thing? And you're like, Sierra, it's worth $5. And I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
So I feel like you have a better idea of some of those things than I do, because I yeah. just, like... I'm like, it's pretty. I'm going to get it. And yeah. you're like, I know the research behind these things, and I know the price yeah. that these things are worth and everything. So I feel like I don't have a lot of ideas of what's, like, overrated. I feel like people would say pothos are, like, overrated because they're everywhere.
Yeah.
But I feel like they're underrated.
Yeah. yeah.
There's so many versions. They're so simple. They're yeah. so cute. They're just yeah. so round, so yeah. cute. You know?
I also love that if you grow them up, like, especially, they say there's, like, a giant, I think it's called giant Florida or giant Hawaiian pothos or something like that. The more they grow up, the bigger the leaves get, too, and they actually get fenestrated, because they do get fenestrated in nature.
What?
Yeah.
See? I don't know these things.
Yeah, they do, because I saw them in Hawaii on our honeymoon.
Oh.
They're all over the place. They're also That's in Florida so cool. and stuff like that, too.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's cool.
They're gorgeous. But they're invasive in Hawaii, actually.
Interesting.
Yeah, I know. You gotta be careful. See that. Tossing like them out there.
They're overall. They're all.
Yeah, they're growing they're up
all
trees.
They're all over all the place.
Yeah. I agree, though. I do love pothos. I like trailing philodendron better than pothos. In my experience,
Those are the ones that go up the boards?
Well, no.
Oh.
Pothos, you can. Pothos are the ones that I currently have one on a wood plank. Yes. That's going up. I also have a Monstera Dubia that you bought me. Thank you. Going up a wood plank. It's also thriving.
I didn't even remember that.
I have to show you it. It was, like, this tall, and I was, like, this tall.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Was that day we went shopping?
Yes.
All
we
around.
We were at that flower shop.
Yeah.
Can't remember what it was called.
There's too many.
That's gonna bother me. Oh, it's Fleur.
Yes. You're right.
Ah-ha. Okay. Yeah. Anyway. Where was I going with this?
Yeah, no idea. Underrated, overrated?
Oh, yeah, pothos could be. People think they're overrated, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Like, someone like me, I'm like, eh, you know?
Yeah.
But I love just a plain philodendron. But
true. You know, they're pretty.
All right, my last official question for you, and then we go on to the two questions people asked, which we kind of did answer those, is if you could change anything about your plant situation, what would you do and why? Dreamland. Plant situation.
I very badly wish that I had, like, a greenhouse attached to my house. But obviously, I live in an apartment, so it's not possible. I wish that we had way more window space and ledges and things like that to get more plants. Because right now, we just have so many concentrated. And I feel like we have so many concentrated, too, that we're not even, like, working on trying to grow any of our small ones bigger. Because we'd have nowhere to put them if we didn't grow them any bigger. So I wish that we had more space so that we could do that. Like I said, I really wish that my bedroom was a space that I could make, cause that like I said, the feeling, the aesthetic of our living room is so cozy and comfortable. You turn, you know, like the Christmas light, warm lights on, and you turn something on the TV, like, you know, one of those,
those fun, like, YouTube audio.
Yeah, like, ones with, like, the little nature scenes or things like that. Like it's raining. Raining in the background kind of thing.
Yeah.
And it's so cozy, and I wish that I could make my bedroom like that. Because I would love to spend, like, more time in my bedroom. I'm sure it's probably healthy that I only sleep in my bedroom like you're kind of supposed to. But I wish I could just, like, hang out in my bedroom like that with the plants. So I feel like if I could, I wish I could change the window situation in my room so that plants could thrive in there.
Right.
I also just wish that, like, plants could water themselves so that all of my plants could be thriving all the time and I didn't have to worry about it too much. Like I said, I go through phases. I do have phases where I really enjoy sitting down and repotting them and, like, cleaning the leaves off and things like that. But I also feel like I've gotten to a point where I've acquired so many plants that just thinking about doing that is so overwhelming.
Yeah.
So I wish I could, like, dedicate more time or just, like, have plants that, you know, were a little bit more self-sufficient so they could look nice all the time. Because I feel like there's nothing worse than, like, people coming over and looking at your plants and, like, half of them, like, are browning and dying
in
you.
The amount of times that, like, people that don't... okay. The people that know a lot about plants and come over, besides you, because I don't care. But I make sure some of the brown leaves are gone, you know?
You're like... I mean, plant parent.
It's natural. Yeah, I want to make sure my plants look good, too. I mean, they do look good, and brown leaves are honestly normal for some plants. Absolutely.
It just stinks that you, like, neglect a plant one time. You, like, 1 week slip your mind, and then those brown spots are permanently there for months, and you can't get rid of them. Oh, and you're like, it was one day. I forgot about you for one day. Exactly. And then it ruins it.
Exactly.
So sometimes I wish that my plants could just be perfect all the time so that they thrive.
All right. So that was my set of questions.
Okay.
Thank you for answering those. I really appreciate it. I love that you're on this podcast because I love you.
This is so fun.
Okay. I'm glad you're having fun. All right. We got two more questions, and it's from the people on Instagram. The first one is, how many plants do you have, and do you have more because of your friendship with me?
As we went over... I have plants because of you. Prior to you, I didn't have plants. I maybe had a cactus because it was cute. And I was like, I think those are hard to kill. But that was it. I don't have a current count. Exact, like a very exact number. But I think that my plant count is around 45 just for mine.
I thought it'd be higher. I guess you have your sister's plants. Yeah. In there, too.
So, I think with my sister's plants at our apartment, we've got, like, over 100 in the apartment.
Yeah.
Granted, I think I had a couple smaller-ish ones die off recently, but I also split that black raven into two, so kind of counting that as two plants. So, we might have replenished some of those things. So, I want to say, for me personally, just by myself, I think I have around 45.
And, you know, and your sister always complains, Kendall, I hope you're listening to this, Kendall always complains about you bringing plants home.
Yeah.
And she has more than you.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
She has no right.
And she had plants before I ever did, too.
Yes, she did. She had, the succulent terrariums and, like, the propagating, those kinds of things.
Yeah, and she just had a couple other little plant things, too.
Yeah.
Obviously, she's gotten way more, because when I started going to plant shops, or when you would come in town, we'd all go to plant shops. And we'd all go home with, like, 10 plants and things like that.
Yeah. The amount of times I've come to your apartment and gone plant shopping specifically and, like, came back upstairs to your apartment with a tray of plants.
Yes. That has happened so many times. But I feel like, too, there was a point... Well, because I think, like I said, I think we have a lot of those staple beginner plants that you have, like, the pothos, and there's so many variety... Like, there's so many very simple... varieties of those pothos plants that when we first were going to stores and things like that, we would be coming back with so many plants because we'd be buying simple ones that were like $5 to $10 each. And so you'd buy like 10 plants because that mm-hmm. was only maybe, you know, $30 to $50 yeah. and it wasn't spending a lot of money
yeah.
kind of thing. So we would come home and the numbers would just grow in like tens each time instead mm-hmm. of like, I brought home one new plant. Now we kind of only bring home like one, maybe two
but
new plants.
It was $30.
But you know what? I don't think we've yeah. gotten a plant. I haven't gotten a plant in like months. So I'm literally what it sounds
the last
like
time I was there, you got a plant.
Listen.
From Sunnyside.
All right, listen here. Oh yeah. The pterodactyl. That was a gajillion dollars.
No, that was from Vetus.
But still, that was the last time you were there.
Yeah.
But anyway, that was a couple months ago.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is, sounds like you have to come back and, you know, we have to go get another plant. Just
I
not
know.
A $90 one, please.
I do need to find more plant shops in Chicago that I haven't been to. There's been a couple. There's a botanical cafe. Have you been there?
No, but I think you've... Haven't you sent me, like, Instagram videos?
I probably have. Yeah. I want to go there because it's
looks
a
really
coffee
cool.
shop and it's a plant shop. Hello!
Yes. The yeah. dream.
There's also a hair salon that's a plant shop. I can't remember the name of it offhand.
I think I know what you're talking about there, too.
Yeah. There's... Lots.
They've done a lot of
yeah.
morphing.
I do like to go to the core plant shops. I went to Catalina's for the first time. That plant shop is cool. With you.
Yeah. And they actually have pretty decently priced.
Oh, decent price. Very
pots.
Rare.
But also the pots, too.
Oh, that's
that
true.
That are cool ones.
Yeah.
That you can find other places, too.
Oh, right. No, you're well, talking about Sunnyside.
No, I'm not.
Catalina?
Maybe I'm not talking about the right one. No, I'm talking about Gethsemane. That's what I'm talking
about. Oh, Gethsemane. Yeah, I did a review on them already.
This is hard.
And Sunnyside, I guess. Catalina is the one I haven't done a review on. Okay. All right. Anyways, so you have about 45 plants.
I think
and
so.
It's all because of me and our friendship.
Literally.
Great.
Yep.
So glad I could contribute to your wellness by letting you breathe healthy air.
Yeah, honestly.
You're welcome.
That's the best excuse I have. My lungs clean.
Okay. And then I had the question, the next question is, what is your relationship with plants and why? Like, you know, toxic, healthy? I'm sure that's not what they meant to ask, but.
It's polygamous. Lots of plants in this relationship. I wouldn't say toxic. I'm nice to my plants, I promise. I don't have a term for it, but I do feel like, it's a little wishy-washy sometimes. Like I said, I go in waves of being, like, really into wanting to take care of them and sometimes being like, you guys are too much for me right now.
Yeah.
And I need to focus on myself.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm tired. I'm exhausted. I don't have time to put a lot of effort into you guys. And honestly, to water you takes a solid 20 to 30 minutes that I just don't have right now.
Mm-hmm.
So it goes back and forth. But ultimately, like I said, they make our space look so much better, feel so much better, that I do truly love having plants.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. I feel like a lot of plant owners have that same relationship where, like, I love my plants. They inspire me on a daily, and they just, like, make me so happy. I cannot wait to have my office as a plant room. I'm so excited for when we move. But there are days where I'm like, I know you need help. I don't care.
It's not me.
It's
I'm gonna not
going to go another
help.
Day. I will watch a peacefully, slowly droop day after day after day, and then finally water it when it's, like, almost too late, and then it's fine.
I think I just killed my peace lily recently.
Oh, really?
The one that had, like, variegated leaves.
Like that one? Over there?
Yeah,
I'm pointing
it was, like,
to
really
a domino
small.
Peace lily.
It was really small, though. But oh, yeah, I killed that one real fast.
They just need so much water.
They do. But, yeah, I agree. It's that piece of, you know, you guys need... I need to water you...
Yeah.
And there's so many of you, and there's so many too, that it's gotten to a point where I'm like, I really need to go through and, like, shine your leaves because
yeah.
you've got too much dust on there, which I know is not helping
yes.
you with photosynthesis and all of that good
yeah.
stuff. But, like, I don't have the patience to sit down
yeah.
and do that right now, especially over the summer.
I
right
know.
Now, like, so busy. Every weekend is so busy doing things.
Yeah. Yeah. Winter is when you kind of do that.
Yeah.
Once they slow down too.
More time to sit down.
Yeah.
You don't want to go outside the house.
No. Okay. Well, thank you.
Thank
for
you
for recording this episode with me. I'm so happy we got to this. You know how long we've been talking about doing this?
We've talked about it for a long time. I almost thought it wasn't going to happen, and I was devastated.
I know, because, well, we talked about it right before I stopped recording, and I'm
yeah.
like, listen, life is saying just stop
take
for
a
second. So I'm glad we got to do this as, like, the intro back to, like, the season episodes.
I can't wait to be a regular on the show.
You better be. I'm sure people will ask for it too because it's so fun. Okay.
Love you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Okay, hi.
Sup.
So, in my podcast episodes, I usually just like talk randomly about life. So this is what we're going to do.
Great.
So today, literally, my nonprofit, Golf Outing, Live, Love, Donate.
Yes, ma'am.
Was today. And we are recording in the afternoon after the golf outing.
And we are exhausted. We got up like 16, 17 hours ago.
Yeah. Yeah. I woke up at 3:30 this morning. And we started Wild. Packing the car at 4:15 to get to the golf course at 5:30.
Yep.
Yeah.
Truly wild.
Yeah.
I don't know how we're awake right now.
I don't know either. At 2 o'clock, we all... And then I golfed today.
Yep.
And then you
golfed. And you golfed so well.
I did
From golf what well. I heard.
I had some really bad shots, but I had some really good shots, too.
Proud of you.
Thank you. Yeah, I was proud of myself. I was a little worried about my back because I screwed it up a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
It was actually totally fine. But I'm getting old, so I was, like, sore by the end. My feet hurt. I'm like, I'm riding in a golf cart and my feet hurt. What is wrong with me?
Aging.
Oh, my gosh. So... Anyways,
it was a good day.
Yeah. Did you have fun today?
I did have a good day.
I'm glad you got to come hang out with me and record too.
Yeah.
It's nice.
This has been a great overall day.
Good. I'm glad.
Yeah.
And then I'll see you, in a few weeks to help me move?
Yeah. What? It's, yeah, barely. It's like 2-3 weekends.
On September 9th.
Yeah.
We moving.
I'll be here.
Yay!
I can't wait.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Hello, this is Holly. I just wanted to stop on real quick. This is like 3 weeks after we recorded with Sierra, but I forgot to mention what the next episode is that's coming out, and it's going to be the Wisconsin Illinois plant shops and stops. I added stops this time because I was running out of plant shops because I didn't have the time to go to a ton of new plant shops this time around. So Wisconsin Illinois plant shops and stops part 3 is coming out tomorrow. See you then. Ha, psych. We're not done. I actually have a few bloopers that I really want to include. I haven't done this since one of the first episodes, but this one I couldn't resist. There's only a few of them, but enjoy.
All right, so my first
My first plastic.
Okay. This houseplant homebody.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh my god, Questions I thought I mixed up the
her own
words.
Podcast.
I thought I mixed up the words.
Homebody houseplant.
This journey.
Yeah.
Do it again.
No, I can't. Now I'm on the spot. No High School Musical. When it's Sharpay and she goes, nah, ma,
I do remember that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I keep seeing memes about Troy Bolton these days.
I'm ready. SpongeBob? No?
Oh, I'm not a SpongeBob person, oh my unfortunately. God.
Bring it around town.
People are laughing at this.
Good.
I'm really putting this in. Okay.
Great.